Well, I don't know if I, on that particular call at the time, I obviously thought that, but now I can talk to you about a lot of other calls I don't agree with. But in that particular instance, I think the spin, when he spun, there was contact, and I thought the defender was there. But like I said, there's a lot of other calls I could talk about that I wouldn't agree with.
Is Eve healthy at this point, and how did you feel Josiah did in his first game back in a few?
What you said, Eve?
Is Eve healthy right now?
You know, he's struggling with a little tendonitis in his right knee, and he hasn't done much. You guys saw him. He didn't do much in practice for a couple of days, but he's such a tough kid that he'll keep fighting it. And I thought Josiah, for the most part, not being able to do much the last couple of weeks, went out and was okay. Some of the things that he didn't do, it's just a really probably not playing that he needs to clean up, and he will. He'll do it.
On Josiah, where do you feel like he is limited? What are the things that you feel like he can't do when he's still kind of coming off of this injury and kind of working back in?
Well, again, he was doing some good things. We felt like he had, really started coming around, but he's dealt with that injury all year. He has, and this time he knew he wanted to. And I'm not saying it's the exact same injury, but it's in that area. And we told him he had to come back when he thought he could play. And I think he did the way he handled it was the right way to handle it. And now it's a matter of him getting back and getting his conditioning back where he needs to have it, and getting back in the flow with everybody.
Coach, you're not trying to, harp on the kid, but Jordan Bowden the other night, I mean, the only senior on your team, it's late, and it doesn't look like he, wants to step up and own that moment in the way like Lamonte would. How much does that hurt you to not have that guy?
Well, we all feel for Jordan one thing I will tell you, he has continued to defend, which is really, when you think about it, at a high level, it's hard to do when you're not playing as well as you want to play on the offensive end. I mean, it normally goes just like I could tell you the other day, we missed two different players, missed a free throw, and went down and almost right after that broke down on the defensive end where they, I think, had that. They didn't let miss free throw go down. They weren't as locked in as they need to be, and they give up a play on the defensive end. For a guy that has struggled as much as he hasn't done that on the defensive end. And to be honest with you, we all keep thinking sooner or later it's got to happen because I think obviously he's having his worst shooting year that he's had since he's been here. And so we just hope it happens, because he's doing what he should be doing. And sometimes it can become a mental block. We do everything we can to try to, get him to understand that when he's open, he's got to shoot the ball. And we just ask him to take good shots, to be honest with you, rhythm shots. And he needs to see a couple of them go in. And hopefully he can get it going.
You've done a pretty good job of avoiding turnovers the last few games up until Saturday. How much of a concern was the 20 turnovers? Is that a product of South Carolina's defense?
Some, but not. John Fulkerson's travels, those had nothing to do with their defense. Devontae threw the ball out of bounds with no pressure on him because Josiah broke his cut. That had nothing to do with them. That was us. And that was the most frustrating thing from our team was the fact that we turned it over and too many times where they had nothing to do with it. That was the most disappointing thing, where it was just careless mistakes that we talked about. And twice we turned it over where, we knew we were going to lob the ball, which we got a lob dunk, and then Josiah came out of a timeout why he did it, we don't know, because that wasn't even the play we had on, And we start the second half with a situation where we ended up not with a great possession because we didn't execute. He didn't do what the play, and those are the things that are most frustrating. And the 20 turnovers, a lot of them were just us. And that's not to take any way away from South Carolina, but when you're not being guarded, on the perimeter and you travel before with no pressure, that's just being careless with the ball.
Rick, how important is it for this young group to get to the postseason, even if it's not the NCAA tournament? How much could that mean for them experience-wise moving forward?
You know what I think the most important thing, Grant, we talked about is where we can really get the leadership. And if it's not going to be from the older guys, it's got to be from younger guys. Like we showed a clip in the game where it hasn't happened too many times this year. Because if you look at our older guys, they're not the most vocal guys. And if you see, you talk to them, you guys do, they're, I'd say they're on the side of being quiet. But there was a play where Devontae Gaines was playing really hard, got tripped, got up, and made another play and got and turned around talking to his teammates in a way like, we got to get a stop here. That's what we're lacking. And we got to get that. And I don't care if it comes from – if the sophomores have to step up and do it or the freshmen, they've got to do it. And but we that's where, as we continue this year out, that's the one thing that I like to think that we can get some momentum somewhere that building for the future, but with this team. And so we challenged our older guys yesterday about that. Where is it going to come from coming down the stretch? Because we've got a lot of opportunities right here in front of us. And we've told them there's not a game on our schedule we can't win. But we're going to have to – you can't turn the ball over 20 times, because once you do that, you're almost having to play near perfection to win a game when you give a team an extra 20 possessions. And we missed some key guys missed some free throws, that guys that we think can make shots. Those are the things that, again, you don't want to go into any game thinking you got to be perfect. But if you're going to turn it over 20 times, you got to darn near be perfect if you're going to win. And so that goes back to what we're talking about, the leadership. And I'm not thinking about, we want to be in postseason. We do. But right now we've got to worry about Vanderbilt and get ready for that and then the next one after that. We always think about postseason. Don't get me wrong. We always think about it. We know what goes into it, and it's winning games. And that's – you got to win games.
You just mentioned Vandy. Just what have you seen from them over the last couple of weeks?
I think Jerry's done a great job. I really do. And I watch him. I think his players have improved. Obviously they went through a period where they were in a shooting slump, and it hurt them. But you look at, there's not one guy on their team that hasn't improved since we played them. And again, I think that's a sign of terrific coaching and players that want to be coached. And They've made it hard on everybody they've played. They obviously beat LSU when they were undefeated, number one in the league, and they had Kentucky down at halftime, and they're close like everybody. They're there, and so you've got to be ready to play. It's plain and simple. And they have the ability, and they've proven that they can, even though they've got the one win, but they've played everybody tough, I guarantee you, when they sit down and watch tape just like we do, they show the what ifs, things that they can certainly fix, and I'm sure that's what he and his staff's trying to do.
Rick, the Gaines moment that you mentioned, what are some of the things that you've done or can do this season to try and draw that out of guys that are naturally quiet, besides sort of saying, we need this, and pointing to moments that you've liked?
Well, when you talk about it, it's not – I don't want anybody to – I don't like any of the phony stuff. I don't like that. It's just simply, it could be a coming down the floor. I give you a great example. I thought Coach Lahr was terrific coming down the stretch Saturday. I watched him out there talking to his teammates when they were on defense. And I thought that, again, nothing crazy. It's just that, but the game's going on. You're aware of what needs to be. And it's not just you. You're talking to your teammates. And Folke has done some of that. He's gotten to where he out of bounds played the other day. He called it. And what I'm talking about is, people pretty much know when that clock gets down under 10, we're going to probably switch all ball screens and switch. But the first half, we have no problem with it. The second half, we do, because first half, we're down there and they can hear us. But you'd be amazed how much we've talked to our guys about somebody's got to be, players should be knowing the shot clock, and they got to be on the defensive end as much as on the offensive end. And the guy, when you go up to set a ball screen, it could happen randomly, but somebody, when they're away from us, needs to be communicating, and that's the leadership. It's, when you know your players, like we know each other well enough to know when a guy's body language, he might be struggling a little bit here or there. And like I made a comment to Eve during the game, hey, Eve, coaches don't think you got it right now. And just like that, he flipped it and became much more aggressive. It's just little subtle things that where players should be thinking about their teammates more. And that's getting out of your comfort zone a little bit. And I don't think there's one guy on our team that would bark back at a guy if somebody told him, hey, man, you need to play harder. You need to do this. You need to do that. And to me, that's the beginning of what the kind of leadership. It's not the rah-rah stuff. It's just the things, the comments that need to be said where players are talking. And it's really more difficult than you think getting guys to talk throughout the game. The best teams you play against are the ones that are communicating the whole time. I mean, we still have guys that little subtle things that we want to do, just that you have to – adjustments you have to make that we're not getting from one or – maybe one guy. And that's where, again, someone needs to be saying, hey, you got to – we've moved our offense up higher. You got to get up here, things like that. And that's the type of leadership that we're not getting.
Jalen Johnson had been playing well for a couple of games, and then he played 13 minutes against South Carolina. What was he lacking on Saturday night?
Again, again, I've told you all these guys are going to be based on production after what we think. You know, Jalen missed a shot. He went down, and we had one assignment on one of their players that we're never going to go under, and we did. And we have Devontae's been playing well. Josiah comes back in, which obviously, you know, Jalen got those minutes when he wasn't playing. But everything we do with all these guys, I'm telling you, is going to be based on production. And what's difficult for players is you look out and you say, well, this guy makes a little bit, you know, he gets a little bit more rope than this guy. And it all goes back to what we see every day in practice. And can you earn extra rope? You can. Just like Devontae Gaines, and I hope he can continue. He's put together six games where he's been pretty darn consistent. He did something, you think about it, he did something in our scout report he wasn't supposed to do. He charged. Because we told him that was going to happen if you look to take more than two dribbles, and he didn't play after that. Because the games are so close and the possessions are so important, you can't wait and hope that he's going to get it. So, and certain guys who are out there, who've been out there more, do certain guys get rope? More rope they do because they earn it. And they earn it every day in practice. And there's only so many minutes in a game, and again, there's certain, like, just like Urosh goes in the game, the violation he had stepping across the lane, he can't do that. I mean, that's a possession. We lose a one-possession game. We got a good free throw shooter on the line, and we take a point away from him. And when you're working your way into the lineup, you've got to go in and do the things that really help win. You don't have to be perfect, but you can't do things that are absolutely out of the norm in terms of things that we've talked about. You can't go under on a guy that all he can do is step behind a screen and shoot. You can't step into a lane when the guy's not even attempting to shoot the ball yet. Those are breakdowns that can't happen. And that's what's tough about it, where, you know, as time goes on, guys have to earn their way out there to where they earn more rope. But those mistakes, he would have come out for that regardless. And so I could sit here and talk to you all day about different ways, how guys work their way in the lineup, how guys work their way out of lineup. And most of the time, it's because they don't do what we've talked to them about. It's the role that we want them to play, and if they're not willing to play that role, they're not going to play.
You followed up a 21-point win with the loss. I don't think you've won two straight games for a while now. The inconsistency, is a product of kind of the youth you've had, or what do you think has been the reason?
If you had told me when the season started, Lamonte Turner wasn't going to be here, Jordan Bounds was going to have his worst shooting year ever, and for us to even be where we are, we got two guys on a roster that wasn't even on our opening day roster. We've gone through, you know, a guy that, you know, you think about when the season started, and you guys know we were expecting Lamonte, Jordan, and Josiah James to play a lot. All three of those have had one's no longer with us, one's having as tough a year as he's ever had, and one's been hurt from the start. And for us to be where we are, I'm really proud of these guys. I really am. And the fact that we had a guy that had 3 days of practice and has done a tremendous job. Euros set out all year, come in. Just like Saturday, we had to start over again. And I think a lot of teams go through these things, and I don't think anybody feels sorry for you. I can only tell you what we've gone through. I could go back to the games that when, like, right after Christmas, we were a team that looked, I mean, we were just a shell of what we started. And just trying to get it back together and think that a guy comes on campus with, like, Santiago, I don't know where we'd be without him right now. I have no idea. But to be able to continue to fight back and still be in the thick of it, I think is a real compliment to these guys. I mean, I think it really is. And knowing that, again, we're not talking to them about being young, because I think when these guys have played enough minutes right now that we're in it. Like, I go back Saturday, John Fulkerson had 6 turnovers. You don't expect that from him. I don't know if that might have been his career high. I think, I don't know. I mean, that's a lot of turnovers from a post guy. Eve had 2 that had nothing to do with the defense. He just went, it's the older guys that in these games this time of year that have got to really, you can't travel. You can't travel. And he got, Folky had 1 turnover. He got tripped and he got up. You can't stand up. That's a rule. When you're on the floor of the ball, those are plays you can't do. But, again, the consistency, our whole year has been inconsistent. And for these guys to continue to fight the way they are and do the things, and I tell you, they have given us everything they got. And I would not trade them for anybody, because I know they're trying. I know we're going to get so much better as time goes on. Does that make us feel any better right now? We were all disappointed losing the game Saturday, because we controlled it for the most part. And we really, it got away from us around the 7-minute mark, because we felt like they were reeling right there. And then we had some, he's missed free throw at the time, was a huge missed free throw. Then they go down and we let them have a straight line drive. They hadn't let them have it all game long. And if we go back and look at all the things that we said we have to do to beat these guys, we did them all. And in the last couple minutes of the game, we gave up a couple things that we can't. But you got to give them credit. I mean, Kosar and Lawson made a very tough runner on the baseline, and he hit a wide open 3 where we overhelped, and that's how quickly it can change. But does frustration come in sometimes with where we are? It does. But the bottom line is, we've got to find a way to finish it, and we had it, but we didn't finish it, and we got to let it go and get ready for Saturday, and I mean for tomorrow, and then on to Saturday, then on down the road. Bob, you got something back there, Bobby? Yeah. We need you to be in. If you're going to be in here, we need you to participate. You know? We're not. Are these, I mean, does he get a ticket to come in, Tom? Huh? We got any news about anything? I mean, anything in the. You want to talk about the Chiefs or anything? You quit wearing that shirt. Really? What's your next big thing? I mean. Really? You going up for spring training? Somebody told me you were thinking about that play-by-play job. Is that true?
No, because I'm with you.
Oh, how lucky am I?